On the line, I've got Lena Irani from Lena Spices. Good morning, Lena.
Hi, good morning, Aaron.
So you're going to be at the Raglan Market this weekend on Sunday from 10 till 2, I think it is?
Yeah, sure, we'll be there. We're always there.
Okay, and my first question is because I've seen the stall and you gave me a piece of paper with all the spices on. How many spices do you sell?
Yeah, I have got 83 spice blends and about 90 individual spices.
Okay, and are these... They can't all be spices that we're familiar with. There must be some there that are unusual and novel to us here in New Zealand.
Actually, I buy them whole myself. So I just see whether it's of good quality ones. I buy them whole and then blend them, grind them myself, pack them, seal them, label them and make sure they are pure and good quality.
Okay. And there's always the issue with food additives or ingredients that there might be artificial additives. What's your story with that?
Yeah, actually they are pure gluten-free and no preservatives, no additives, no chilies, no coloring. They are fat-free, nut-free, salt-free, made in New Zealand. I make them myself.
So, awesome. Yeah. So you have, how do you grind them up? I mean, at my house we've got a stone bowl with another piece of stone that you grind it with, but that's very time-consuming.
Actually, I've got a professional grinder. I hire a kitchen and then grind it there, and then I blend them and pack them, label them.
Okay. Yeah. And so you've got all the things like chili and paprika, and what can you name a spice that's something unusual that we might not have heard of or used much?
I think everyone have used every spices of mine.
You've used them all.
Yeah, I would suggest like masala chai. It's really good for health. Like they've got some different, it's quite addictive, and they've got some nice ingredients like cardamom, cinnamon, and black pepper, which is good with cold, cough, flus, and
okay. So you make up like recipes of spices for people to put with their meals, so it's not just individual spices but a group of them.
Oh yeah, I make it myself, yeah, the group of them.
Okay, and so people can get those as well. And I know I saw on your website that the spices are mild, because I know New Zealanders don't have much of a taste for really hot food, but some people do have a taste for hot food. So do you have some really hot spices?
No, I don't put chilies in them. I make it according to the New Zealand taste. So it's always better if you add your own chilies.
Okay.
So I prefer that.
Okay. Do you like hot food?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I've been living here since 22 years now.
Okay.
So our kids, they don't eat chilies. And
So where were you from originally?
From India.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Calcutta.
Okay, and so you were eating hotter food there?
Not much, actually.
Okay.
We're bad Indians.
And you're bad Indians. All right. So what? Now you come to the Raglan Market every month, and the extra ones as well. But you sell at other markets around the Waikato area?
Oh yes. We do markets every week all over in Waikato. Yeah.
Okay. So you must like doing the markets if you do them that often.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And we love to come to Raglan. It's a beautiful place. People are very nice. Community is nice. They look after me. I love Raglan. Yeah.
That's good. And do people buy different things here than in Hamilton?
Oh, yeah. They buy different range of spices, yeah.
Okay. Because we like to think we're different in Raglan.
As I said, yeah, people are nice. I think they eat lots of spices. They love spices.
Okay. And you've also got a recipe book, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. You can download free recipe as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have my own website. I sell online, markets, and Amazon. Yeah.
Okay, so just remind us how to get to the website, because people who can't get to the market might want to go there.
Yeah. My website is lenaspices.co.nz.
Oh, that's nice and easy. And the recipe book, so you can download the recipe book, but can you also buy a hard copy?
It's just for download.
Just for download.
I haven't done that yet. I might one day.
People, I talked to someone who works in the book industry, and they said that recipe books are the only books that are still being sold as much as they used to be before people started going online. So there's something for it. So can you tell us a recipe out of the book that people might like? A favorite recipe of yours?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell us.
I don't have the book now, but yeah, I can always tell that the easy method of making a butter chicken, which everyone likes my butter chicken.
Yeah? what do you put in it?
Like, the easiest way is to make, just get some boneless butter chicken and just fry it for 5 to 10 minutes and add 1.5 teaspoon of lina spice in it. And you can add a bit of salt, tomato puree, and cream or coconut cream, whatever is suited, or milk. That's it. And add some honey.
There we go. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's quite easy to cook. And the recipe, some of them have got recipe at the back, but it's just a guideline. You can just add anything and make your own.
All right. And my mouth's watering now.
So, yeah, they're quite easy to cook. Yeah.
So now there was something. What is the spice that people buy most of all? I'm just curious about that out here.
Most of them ask this question, but yeah, people. I think they buy according to their taste. Mostly butter chicken, green Thai curry, chickpea, lentil. I sell heaps of them, and yeah.
Okay. And so when people come to see you at the market, they can ask you exactly how the spice was made and where it's come from and all that sort of thing, can't they?
Oh, yeah, they can. They always ask that.
Yeah.
I always buy it whole from a good quality source. Mm. Yeah, and I make sure it's pure. Yeah, so it's always good to buy a whole. Yeah.
And how long have you been running the business?
Oh, it's been 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. I started this business in 2013. I started with one spice, that's garam masala.
Oh, okay.
But
why did you get into it?
Oh, because I used to make different spices, different flavoring foods at home. So our friends, relatives, children, they always used to like it. They always suggested me, why don't you start your own? So I thought, why not share it with others?
Awesome, awesome. And will you be in the usual spot at the market where you usually are?
Oh, yes, sure. Yeah, that's our usual spot.
Yeah, so that, folks, that's if you want to catch up with Lena, it's in the front section, and actually can see you when you come in, can't you, because you're on the corner next to Rick and Liz.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you guys usually are. All right, well, that's awesome. Lena, thank you very much for talking to us. And
I hope thanks, Oren. That's people nice come talking and, to you too.
Yeah, I hope people come and check you out on Sunday. And just a reminder, folks, the Easter Sunday market, and it's from 10 till 2. And I think there's going to be stuff for the kids, like an Easter egg hunt or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we might catch up with you there.
Sure.
Okay, see you, Lena. Yeah.